We're listening on 702.co.za.
20 minutes after 12 here on the Midday Report, the Transport Minister, Fikile Mbalula, has released the festive season fatalities statistics. And sure, I've always found this a very morbid annual occurrence, and it feels uniquely South African in the way that we can never quite get this problem under control. But Fikile Mbalula and the Road Traffic Management Corporation's CEO, they've been releasing the statistics. 1,448 fatalities during the festive season. Have a listen to what Mbalula had to say.
The overwhelming number of vehicles involved in fatal crashes are sedan and station wagons, which accounted for 51.4% of fatal crashes, compared to 51.9% last year. Although we have recorded a decline in fatalities in 8 of the 9 provinces, we fell short in achieving our ambitious 20% target we set for the festive season.
Fikile Mbalula speaking there. Let's chat now to Ntokwana Ngatane, EWN reporter who was watching that briefing as well. Ntokwana, thank you for your time. Give us a wrap of the statistics and what they tell us.
Well, Mandy, I think, you know, it's so sad still that, you know, at the end of what the minister is saying there is that there is a target. And even that target of 20% is still the number of lives. So, I mean, that's how tragic this is. But as you said in your introduction, 1,448 people still died. That number has come down. But, I mean, still, it's a 7% decline, as the minister says, but still a high number. Mpumalanga is the province that saw an increase, the only province that saw an increase, even though we're talking about 141 people that lost their lives. But the other provinces, you know, KwaZulu-Natal had the highest number of fatalities at 289, and the N3 road near Harrismith is the road that was seen as the most problematic way. A lot of accidents happened. But what's interesting, according to the minister, is that many of these crashes that happened between midnight and 6 a.m. This is a time that we still had a curfew. And so he says, as a result, he is now tightening, and he is going to introduce this year the 0% alcohol law that's going to be signed into law, so that when you drive, you're basically expected to be 100% sober. He says also that a demerit system is going to be introduced. So if you have a number of misdemeanors or, you know, driving offenses, then you will lose your license. Your license will be taken away. And he says all of this is going to happen this year, Mandy.
Ntokwana Ngatane, EWN reporter, thank you for that wrap. So those stats released today, 1,448 fatalities during the festive season. And just every year this is a problem. And I just wish they'd find a way to get to the bottom of it and resolve it. And hopefully these measures will go some way to doing that.